Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing the rampant corruption in Zimbabwe following an update from the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, which is investigating controversial businessman Wicknell Chivayo and his accomplices Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu. The latter went into the ZAC offices today saying they were handing themselves over for questioning and were told to wait to be called in by way of summons. They are being investigated on a case involving a $40 million tender, allegedly awarded to them by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission fraudulently. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission was not available for comment. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The first of two U.S. presidential debates will take place this Thursday, the 27th of June. But the candidates' rhetoric around sensitive topics such as immigration and former President Donald Trump's recent hush money trial conviction is already heating up. VOA's Veronica Boundaries Iglesias has the details.
Americans must wait until Thursday to know if Donald Trump's criminal conviction will be used as a line of attack on the debate stage by his Democratic re-election challenger, President Joe Biden.
But it's not just to call Donald Trump a convicted felon. It goes to his behavior and it goes to his character. Remember, he's actually filed bankruptcy six times. That means that he's not just a bad business guy. It means he screwed all the small people who actually relied on him for a living.
Trump denies those accusations and has also vowed to appeal the guilty verdict. While Biden has been preparing for the upcoming presidential debate behind closed doors, Trump opted to hit the campaign trail over the weekend. He made appearances in Washington and Philadelphia. He didn't hide his eagerness to debate, and at times asked his supporters' opinions on how he should behave when confronting Biden.
Should I be tough and nasty and just say you're the worst president in history, or should I be nice and calm and let him speak? 50-50. Be tough.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee also used Saturday's rally to remind voters about his stance on undocumented immigrants.
And on day one, we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. We have no choice.
Biden recently rolled out asylum processing restrictions at the southern border. But he also unveiled an action last week that would open the path to citizenship to undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. During his appearance on NBC, Biden's national re-election campaign co-chair blamed Trump and Republicans for the status quo.
The border is in trouble, and it has been for the past 20 or 30 years in this country. Joe Biden, on day one, sent a comprehensive immigration reform proposal to Congress. They did nothing with it.
Besides immigration, it is expected that Biden and Trump will be asked questions about several other thorny issues during the first presidential debate that will be hosted by CNN on June 27th. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Veronica. The Zimbabwean government says it is concerned with the high rate of a brain drain within the healthcare system, especially specialists like oncologists, renal services providers, and surgical doctors, amongst others. This was said by the Health Minister Douglas Mombeshura in his speech at an event held in Victoria Falls. His speech was read on his behalf by the ministry's Chief Service Director, Dr. Maxwell Hove.
Prior to the COVID pandemic, in this country we had an excess of nursing staff. We had nurses who were sitting at home unemployed. But after the COVID pandemic, we suddenly had a vacuum where all our nurses had been attracted to the greener pastures. where they could earn more. And we are now face to face with a shortage of nurses, especially the shortage of specialist nurses, like those in the ICU, intensive care unit, those in anesthesia, those who provide oncology, renal services, and so forth. So it is, and even the tutors, those who are supposed to be teaching the others to be nurses, we now have a shortage of those because they either have been attracted to those greener pastures, or some of them have retired, and so forth. So these are real issues. And we also have other cadres, you know, in the healthcare cadres, the doctors, the laboratory scientists, and specialists. We have also migrated to other greener pastures, and so forth. So this is a real issue. But we are not sitting back. We are doing all we can to ensure that we are improving the working conditions of our professionals, both monetary and non-monetary conditions. It's something that, as you may be aware, we now have a health service commission that was recently commissioned by His Excellency the President, and is fully constituted and seized with the matters of working conditions of the healthcare workers, especially in the public sector.
That was one of the Health Ministry's Chief Service Directors, Dr. Max Ohove, in Victoria Falls. And now back to our main topic. The lawyer representing businessmen Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu, Advocate Tepson Jetero, gives an update on what happened at ZEC offices in Harare when his clients presented themselves for questioning today.
Nasi masenta kumoenda kuzak, kenda kuzak tano nana ni maofficials e kuzak. Tikapata presidenta ma clients edu ala sinkwanga vakambonyora mapepa nao nina mapepa akasiyana siyana kuti vanga vachivada. Saka taenda navo kuti vabetseredze mutsvakurudzo dziri kuitwa nevekuzak. Saka tavaona tasangana navo tabva tazoenzi yemuti chimboende kana kuri kunzi zake tazovada inozotibata yoti udza kuti yaa saka vasunungurwa zvavo vanzi va nge vachivamba
chikonzero chipi chaita kuti zake tivambomira kuuya
chikonzero chekuti vaenda kuzak vakanobetseredza nezvese zvavanga vachikwanisa kuzak ndosaka zake yazovati iri kumbova siya vachena
okay, saka mainterviews vaitwa zvavo
vaitwa mabrief interviews
mabrief
vangosangana nema investigating officer vakasangana nema officials ikoko mushure mekunge vasangana navo vataura navo ndobva vachizunzi vamo
pamumibvu mungajekesa advocate tataona pasocial media vanhu vachitaura kuti hanzi zake yati iri busy.
Ndingati zake yati iri busy. Zake yavati chimboenda ichitazokudaidzai kana mari. Zvekuti vari busy handizozive zvinenge zviri kuzake.
That was Advocate Tapson Jetero, the lawyer representing Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu, reacting to how businessman Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu were handled by ZEC. Harare resident John Gumini had this to say.
Mungati munhu akaba mbudzi $40 million zvaifanira kubhenefita zvehokanzi zvaibhenefita varombo vanhu vakadzikira dzika masociety matiri vanhu vaviri chete kana kuti vatatu vongotora mupudzi chete vodzitapisa then zaki inonyepereta serious isaicho zvinhu zvinhu vachitaura kuti tikutsvagana tiriita sei vamwe vavo pane pavanenge vade nhaka vakutsvaga zino nhayavo tikadzoka vangavainza vatongika tichavatumira masamons ekutaura munomo vadzoka nhasi uno vanozvipira do you think you could get a woman who will farm on the street? You must have a woman who will farm on the street. Kalaruta, which can put in the Nabio Macorabia, Macro. But I was one of us. That is here. Fanny, Tira or Avadin, Fanny Swap Fumurana, Sagus and Bafar. Saranya or Zimbabwe, Sango Farenti, Zimbabwe, Makasara, Kauka, or commands like 40 million. Fanny Wood, Rwanda, from Sadmat, Wamishato, later on. Do you think what he was serious Kanakati, Manuazoka, Wawacha, Kanima, so much to Wagaba 40 million? 40 million Nikajar, almost Batar, into the Shangaminga. 40 million Nikajar, almost, no Kazama, Chimtas Mahani Road. Then one of our Mosia Takorasu, no one is at Zuka last minute to Masu, Motokar, is Benzam Bajau Day. What are the Ribis? In a Zuma's living in a thing, one of our Ziana, yes, that was Ziana. In the Panaka, which is the rest, that was a good thing at all. That I hear, sister, that in Maria Kabiwa, in the Maria Kabiwa Tawan.
That there was Harare resident John Gumini. With that, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And now back again to our main topic, the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. ZEC says businessmen Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu appeared for questioning at the offices in Harare today. To answer about their role of a murky Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC US 40 million tender. According to their lawyer, who we heard earlier on, the two were asked that they would be contacted to come back for questioning by way of summons. He did say that they were briefly questioned about the case. And for that case, also involved in this deal is a Mavuku Tafara legislator, Pedzisai Scott Sakupwanya's company, Better Brains Security, which was issued to sign the deal that exposed the corruption with Rainform, a South African-based company. There was no immediate comment from the accused four gentlemen. Chimombe and Mpofu are also allegedly involved in a presidential gold scheme, which is also being investigated by ZEC. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by political analyst Dr. Ricky Mukonza and a professor at Tshwane University in South Africa, and Tendai Mbofana, a researcher and analyst. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Thank you. So I'll start off with you, Dr. Mukonza. What is your take on what we're seeing happening regarding this corruption issue and what ZEC are saying? They are saying that they summoned the two to appear today. They were briefly questioned, and then they were told that they would be called by way of summons. What's your take?
I think this is quite sad, considering the serious allegations against the two gentlemen. It doesn't really say to the public and all who care to follow Zimbabwean public life and politics, because you know, to begin with, after such serious allegations, we would have expected ZEC to do some serious, you know, investigations, and also it's surprising that people like that are allowed to go home and then they say they'll fall out by way of summons. Yet, when you look at some political cases where even the evidence is not it's not very strong, people are denied bail. I'll bring up a case in point, the case of former legislator Mr. Job Sikala. We know for almost 2 years he was locked up and he was denied, the opportunity to give the court bail. So it communicates a message to the public that that is not serious in dealing with corruption cases where there is involvement of people who are politically connected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mr. Bofana, welcome to the program. Do you think anything will come out of this investigation? As critics fear that this will be a catch and release, what's your take?
Thank you so much, Marvelous. Yes, I do not think that this case will go anywhere. As already alluded to by Professor, that in other less severe cases like that of former opposition legislator Job Sikala, without much evidence, he was taken to court. The court denied him bail for nearly 2 years. So, and yet here, what we have been hearing, the statements that have been issued by ZEC in the past week or so, they seem to have a pretty strong case, and yet they even refuse to interview these people that they've been making so much noise about, wanting to see them, demanding that they come to ZEC, they report to ZEC. If they do not report to ZEC, some other stern measures will be taken, and yet here they are. They presented themselves to ZEC, and then ZEC doesn't do anything. They say, go back, we'll call you by ways of summons. That doesn't show any seriousness, as already been alluded to by the professor. So I do not see this case going anywhere. Let us also remember something about these corruption cases. If we look back both at the incident of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and the presidential goat scheme, how did these people get those tenders in the first place, Tivayo, Chimombe, and Mpofu? Clearly, there was some corruption that went through. These were tenders that were awarded outside of tender or procurement regulations and so forth. So what it means is that there are more people involved, more powerful people involved in this case than just these three. So that is what presents a problem for the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Because if they truly want to pursue this issue with the seriousness that it deserves, I believe a lot more heads will roll. So that is where the problem comes. Is ZAC prepared to confront the other people who will be implicated in this case? So I see that ZAC has become a bit too small. It has become a small ball. It has chewed more than it can swallow. So I do not see any seriousness. I quite frankly, I see this as another case of catch and release. These people, they'll just tell us that they'll be called, interviewed when the time comes. But that is the end of it. We are not going to see hear anything more about it, because the more they interview these people, Mpofu, Chibombe, and Chivayo, the more people they are going to expose who are involved in this corruption scandal. People who are powerful, who are in top positions, who cannot be sacrificed by the government. So this case is going to die a natural death.
Thank you there. Coming back to you, Dr. Mukonza, from your observation, what does the revelation of this corruption mean for the current government and the presidency? Because we heard a lot of terms being used, what does it mean?
It could mean that we do have another version of state capture. You would know that in South Africa, we had the government being captured by the Guptas, and there were serious revelations about how this family was controlling government operations and how government was doing its business. So we could be seeing a mini version of state capture in Zimbabwe. It could mean that the Chivayo and his and the other guys, Chimombe and the other one, if you know, are engaging in activities that you know have an effect on how the state is supposed to operate. Now, the question that comes up is, to what extent is President Mnangagwa and his government capable of functioning independently and do what supposedly they were elected to do? There are a whole lot of questions around that because I mean, what had just happened for me, if indeed government was serious about fighting corruption, these gentlemen from the audio that way, yes, they should have been, you know, there was good reason for them to be at least arrested and their case gets investigated and you know they you know at least something the public gets to know something about this issue, not what we have just seen.
Thank you there, Mr. Mbofana. What do you think is the way forward, looking at what we're seeing coming out? You're on the ground. What's the way forward?
That's a very good question, Marvelous. The way forward is something that I do not think this current regime is prepared to do. The way forward is to drain the swamp, so to speak. There is need for a reset in how we do government in Zimbabwe. There is need, as already alluded to, there is clearly state capture. So to undo that is to undo the state capture. That would mean a truly independent commission rather than the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. We take them out. Those ones are captured already. We need sort of a Zondo Commission. If we are going to make a comparison to what happened in South Africa with the brothers and Jacob Zuma, we need our own Zondo Commission in Zimbabwe.
Thank you,
truly
Mr.
independent
Mbofana.
Commission led by a former judge.
Okay, please hold on. Let me just take a caller quickly. Hello, caller Makadi.
Caller Makadi, eh?
I want to reward you. Tutora ne mimuru nani murkupi.
Tutora na ikimu. So it's Cape Town.
I want to mbofara kunzwa mazimaita uraitins kwa muru kunzwa hiri mwamdari ronya ya ye uori. Muno ye wona senye ye.
Anye ye uori Zimbabwe wa skamata. Mari vangu tuma mire unyasha, ilo nyasisha, ili pancheni. Uwazi wakungwe tuwa wana mazire ya wana ndashu.
Saka sema onero enyu, panafana kuitwa se hapa. Imi muruku nzwe kwenyeka, muruku onashu kuitika mnyeka, mnuona se.
Ada kukwelele watu chonzi kwa chichinji ama jeli ziri mungu Zimbabwe na kutita iso utatukwelele watu chikunzi so suwa wano warati zama kutu wati mamu cho suwa wanchia shida jikutu wa mika nyeli asi unutu share kutu kutunga iti isi kutunga iti
dai iyo urumende ya katere rakana iro sangano reze kidae rakatere rama itichi
aini jeki ya leki na mpune ufiso ndira mpungu wa uze kutuweleka mwurukuti amba jeni ya izi ndisi ndilongo pira ndienga kende taka tira kia izi kwa mta ura ni aiza o ye tazuta ye wazo basa vingi wazo sunga ni bati ndilongo pira mkuchuna sendi itasia jishwa paraka na batumenda
Asi munoona kunge zvakabatsira here kuti pakabuda ipo iwa mavoice note netsamba dzinge dzanga dzichibuda idzi zvakakubatsira here imi se zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti muziye zviri kuitika munyika?
Ndinoti zvakabatsira nekuti ichasvika hayo nguva yatichazvishandisawo kana ichazoshandiswawo nevamwe sehumbowo kubuda kwazvo kwakanaka chaizvo kunyange iko zvino vanhu vasina simba yekuti vanyatsozvimiririra kuti varwise uori asi zvichasvika pazvichashandiswa
pane vamwe vanga vachitaurawo kuti iko kusouth africa kwakamboitika uori hwemaguptas uya uya muri kuona pane kuda kufanana here nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvo
aiwa vasikari kana uri munomusa pasi paunoza zvakatosiyana chino pei zvakaitwa acho andimuona kuti iye akangotyo inonana iyeyi jupiter iye ndiyoni yasiyanei kuti munhu wese ari muzanu p f wese ari pachigaro andione kura rake ari kupfuta naro mari yatosiyana ende yana zvima nhanhatu mukaita ka isati yatombopera nyerei haisati yatombopera ende hakuna munhu anogona kutozvipa izvo zviya kuno kunorohwa nyoka musoro uko vanhu kuzimbabwe tekuregerera vanhu vachiita zvavanoda munhu wese ari muzanu p f ari kumba zvekungooneka zviri pachena zvinenge zvisingambotsvagi kuti zvezi zvinhu zvoda kubhutariswa kuti tozodii tozodii zvingonyatori pachena kuti vanongobvunza kuti hapana zvamunotiita
asi kaivo vanoramba vachibuda pachena vachiti kwete hasiri zvo zviri kuitika imi munoti chii
aiwa tingati here izvozvo kana munyika muine vanhu vanokwanisa kupa vanhu dzimotikari mahara zvibhadhara zvisina mushonga mari dzichimwaiwa kunyatsoa kuti mwari mari maus ari kumwaiwa munyika marodzi akafa zvipatara zvakafa chembere dzedu dziri kusafa hadzina kana tokutangira vanhu havana mapiritsi tingati chii ichocho
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo amai Agnes Weta vari pa South Africa nhasi tambowanawo mudzimai apinda tinokutendai vambofana dzokai zvenyu mumbotaurawo munoona sei zvanga zviri kutaurwa nakola vabva kutaura
zvifarira zvavataura ndo mashoko makukutu avataurayo ndokuti zvinorwadza zvechokwadi tinoudzwa ngano dzisingaperi kwemakore makumi matatu apfuura zvidzi masanchenzi takatemerwa zvirango zveupfumi ndosaka tiri kutambura ndosaka tisina mishonga muzvipatara asi ndiri kuvimba kuti vazhinji vezimbabwe ruzhinji rwezimbabwe rwakuzvionera roga nemaziso avo egoga kuti aiwa handi masanctions kana kuti zvirango zveupfumi zvirango zveupfumi zvakatoyipisisa zvakatemerwa nazimbabwe zviri kutemerwa nehurumende yezanup f mamiriyoni avari kubudisa ivava vachiti ari kutenga matoireti ari kutenga mapepa emaelection ane mapurice akatutirwa times 200% hakuitawo here ikoko michini mingani yemishonga mingani maparasetamol mishini yekurapa kensa mamatiresi chavo nemibhedha yemuzvipatara yaikwana mamiriyoni iwavo ari kupedza achingozviwa zvisina maturo zvinorwadza kwozoona vanhu vari kuwana mari dzedzo vari kubhenefita neuori hwoo zvataurwa nevabva kutaurava dzinenge dzisingopachurwa dzichingotenderwa mota uyo tenda unoona victor enda unoona victor enda unoona victor dai kuri kwena utaona victor ari superintendent wekumpilo kana wekugomo Harare hospital zvinzena unoona victor unopiwa mubhedha unopiwa matiresi unopiwa mabhokisi nemabhokisi emishonga zvaibhonzisisika saka vanotoratidza kuti mbavha idzi dziri kungovaona kuzayiwo vachifara isu vana vemuzimbabwe tichitambura tichifa saka zvinorwadza yasvika nguva yekuti vana vezimbabwe vatinisa musoro kuti aiwa zvakwana hatichada kuramba tichitambura zvakadai vashoma nene vachiba vachidya havo vega ndo nguva yacho inoiyi
Thank you so much there, Mr. Mbofana. Todzoka kwamuri Professor Mukonza, your last word as we wrap up the program.
Mashoko anogumisira ndekuti sezvataurwa naMbofana zviri kuitika izvi hazvisi zvinhu kwazvo mukufambiswa kwebasa renyika nerehurumende nokuda kwekuti mapazi ehurumende haachagoni kunyatsoita basa ravo sezvaanotarisirwa sezvataona pazakapa kuti pane kakuzeza nekakusagona kuita basa ravo nokuda kwekuti pane zvavari kutya saka ndo zvakaipira nyaya yecorruption inenge ine vakuru mukati saka nyaya iyi inoda kuti inyatsobatwa zvakasimba paratidzwe kuti nyika yezimbabwe ichiri nemapazi angava iyo zaki ingava matare edzimhosva angava mapurisa nezvinhu zvakadaro achiri kushanda nekuita basa ravo sezvaanotarisirwa nevana vezimbabwe
Thank you so much and that brings us to the end of our show would like to take this opportunity to thank our guest Professor Ricky Mukonza of Tshwane University of Technology and Tendai Mbofana a researcher and analyst a marvelous mhlanganyahuye saying have a very good night